This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Tuesday, June 18th, the 21st anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions at Bayside in the year of our Lord, 1991. We are presently at the Vatican Pavilion site, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
All about the sky now, if you look far up beyond the trees, you can see the beautiful blue lights that always come before Our Lady and Jesus. Now the whole sky is opening up. There is a tremendous white light. Oh, it's so beautiful. There's no way to explain it. It's beyond anything I have ever seen in my life. It is so beautiful. Now at the center of the light, I can see Jesus and Our Lady. Oh, they're coming down together. They're very small figures now. I can't see the clothes that well. The light is so bright. But they seem to be stepping out from the circle of light and coming down through a clear sky. It's very clear, a light blue tinged in a sort of a red, a very beautiful satiny red. Now Our Lady and Jesus are floating. They don't walk. They're carried like on the wind. There's no way to explain it. They are so beautiful. Now Jesus and Our Lady are close enough. I can see what they're wearing. Our Lady has on the most beautiful, light, luminous gown. It's shining. It's all made of light. And I can't see Our Lady's arms, so I can see her fingers. They're covered with voluminous sleeves. And Our Lady's gown goes way beyond her feet now. I cannot see any of her feet, no sandals or anything yet. It's the way the gown is draped about her feet. Now Jesus is nodding, and he's motioning to Our Lady to go forward on his right side. Now Our Lady is coming down much closer to the ground than I've ever seen her before. And she's nodding yes. She's standing there now, and her left hand is motioning up like this into the sky. And Jesus is following her fingers of light. There's light protruding from all of her fingers now as she holds them up, and Jesus is coming down. I can see him very clearly now. He's almost standing on the tip of the highest tree there in front of us. If he goes any farther down, he's going to stand right on top of the tree. Oh, Jesus has on a most beautiful red velvet gown, tinged in gold all about the edging. And I can see Jesus' slippers. His are a tan. It looks like some type of an animal skin. But they're tan and they're open. His feet are very evident in his slippers. And Jesus is nodding his head, yes, and he's smiling. Now he's motioning to Our Lady, and she is coming closer to him. She's just drifting over as though she's carried on a slight breeze. I can hear the rustling of her gown. It is so beautiful. I feel that I could reach up and touch Our Lady, but that's not to be just now. That Jesus now is looking at me, and he's placing his first finger to his lips like this. Listen, my child, and repeat after me, word for word, what I have told you you would be enlightened upon this evening. I want you to know, my children of the world and my child, Veronica, that no evil is ever triumphant. I will turn all evil to good. Listen, my child, and repeat after me. The brown bear of communism, of red orientation, will seek to devour the Holy Father, your vicar, the Pope, by assassination, and place on the seat of Peter a communist prophet known by all as the White Bear. My child and my children of the world. Disaster lies ahead in Rome if this happens. Will you not, in your goodness of heart, go forward and give this message to the world? Approach your clergy. Write to Rome. Beg them to listen before it is too late. Your Holy Father, the Pope, is in great danger. They cannot outwit the Eternal Father in heaven. He knows their hearts, and they will not succeed if you will act upon this and keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world for your Pope, the Holy Vicar in Rome. All my children, I have great news for you this evening, but it's not one to bring a smile to your face. The world has not progressed as the Eternal Father has asked. Man has become obsessed with sin. I tell you now, in the Trinity, that unless you listen now, your world will be planet-struck. I know, my child, this frightens you, but it cannot be held back much longer. The world has become polluted with all forms of ism, communism, atheism, humanism, all destructive of the soul. Man has not progressed as the Eternal Father had deemed them to be. They are now agents of hell. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. Souls are falling into the abyss as fast as the snowflake that comes from the heavens. Parents, I ask you now to get rid of the infernal machines in your homes. I warned you through many earth years that this will be a point of destruction for your children. If you, at least, I ask, at least, which is the least you can do, is to monitor what your children are seeing. Satan has created the infernal tube. Heaven did not deem it to be in the homes of the just. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world, because I repeat again, near the throne of the Eternal Father, he views a ball so immense, so beyond all man's speculations, that it will destroy over three quarters of the earth. It is in your atmosphere. It has been noticed by few, but the few seek not to bring fear to the hearts of mankind. They do not know that it is the Eternal Father who now will guide that ball. As in Sodom and Gomorrah, mankind had gone down and given itself over to Satan. I ask you now, my children, to turn back from your road to destruction, for you will be surely destroyed, as was the time of Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexuality shall not be condoned. It is an abomination in the eyes of the Eternal Father, and as such is condemning many to hell. Guard your children, mothers of the world. Guard them against the forces that are loosed upon earth. It is truly the final battle raging with Lucifer. You ask me, my child, why does this have to come about? I say with sadness, I say this for myself and my mother. We have used every means possible to bring mankind back onto the right road. But he has chosen his own path, one built on pride, arrogance, and lust. My child and my children, you must awaken now before it is too late. Now Jesus is looking over at our lady. Oh, she's crying. I never saw a lady cry before. She's crying. What's the matter, Mother? My child, my tears fall upon you all. Is it worth the night pleading constantly for you before the throne of the Eternal Father? This would have come upon mankind sooner. But now I can tell you that those who will be saved will be counted in a few. Those who will be saved will be counted in a few. My child and my children, I come to you as a mother of peace, a mother of love, and above all, I want you to turn to my son and have courage in the days ahead. Many will fall from the wall of redemption. Now, my child, I know that this has been a time of great stress for you. It is urgent that the message from my son be given to the world. Now, Our Lady is taking the most beautiful crucifix from within her gown. It's made of solid gold, and she's holding it out like this. And she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children. I seek in my heart to find a refuge for you all. I am not despairing at this time at the knowledge that was given to me by the Eternal Father. I have great hopes for rescuing most of my children, but the Eternal Father makes it known that the numbers saved will be counted in the few. Now Jesus is putting his hand out, and he's making the sign of the cross like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips, which means to listen and repeat. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burns the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few. So work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My child, I asked you once for the knowledge of the world to repeat what I now give you. The exhortation. Dear Holy Father, worried and mourned, will struggle with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep go thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You'll need reinforcements from heavenly shores, so deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must descend in true supplication to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender. Are too many souls that don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life, smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are those who stand up and fight for all heaven's glory and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story. Now, my child, you will sit back and remember what I have told you now. This cannot be revealed at this moment, but listen to me carefully. Yes. No. Yes. It's very frightful. Yes. I will.
I can't. Jesus is looking all about him at the people. Our Lady is wiping the tears from her eyes. Now I can see her much closer, and she's happy. I know how she felt. Our Lady cried the whole time that Jesus was talking. Our Lady still, though she's smiling, she still looks very sad. My child and my children, I will not elaborate on my son's discourse with you tonight. All I can say is I stand before the Eternal Father and continuously plead your cause before him. If this was not to be, you would have received the ball of redemption already. I do not know, my children, how long I can hold the hand of the Eternal Father back. I can say at this time that when the ball of redemption hits the earth, only a few will be saved. I see a... It's a huge ball. It's covering the whole sky. It's flung into the trees, too. It's huge. It's thundering. And there's fire, too. There's fire all around it. It's huge, as far as I can see. A whole mountain was falling on us. A rock with fire. Oh no. Oh. Now it's becoming dark. The darkness is covering the sky. It was all of fire. It was huge. Now a lady is coming forward. She's by herself. I don't see Jesus, but our lady is standing now over the tree directly in front of us, and she's touching her fingers to her lips. My child, we did not seek to make you affrighted. However, it was necessary to bring to the world the dire consequences if man does not make an immediate reparation to the Eternal Father for his offenses against the Father. I could go on, my child, for hours of earth time giving to you these offenses, for throughout the earth's years they have multiplied. Man has not progressed on the course that the Eternal Father placed him on earth to follow. Therefore, it's in due time, in time known to the Eternal Father in his will, there will be sent upon mankind a ball of cleansing. I cannot remove his hand near the ball, my child. Pray for poor sinners who are falling into hell now, as numerous as the raindrops or the snow fall upon earth. Hell is overflowing, and hell is eternal. I weep for these poor souls, for they had too few who prayed for them. Mothers must exercise great care over those placed in their trust by the Eternal Father. The abomination that hits the very heart of the Eternal Father committed on the earth is the murders of the unborn. At the time of conception, the Holy Spirit makes the child, and the breath of the Almighty gives it life. Therefore, you shall not create a monstrous machine throughout your world. That is what has become a machine no human could conceive but Satan, of this act of the sacrifice of the unborn. Murder in the eyes of the Eternal Father. My child, I understand how this has made you ill. However, we depend on you and others to actually help during this crisis. One of the final warnings are being given throughout the world to mankind. I ask you here this evening, my child, because of the short time that is being given for mankind by the Eternal Father. Our Lady now is backing up into the sky, and she's pointing up with a hand like this. And over on the right side of the trees, I see Teresa. Oh, Teresa, Saint Teresa. Oh, she's smiling. She knows me. And now she's touching her fingers to her lips. You will try, my sister, to send the phone messages throughout the world. They will fall into the hands of those who are deemed to receive them. Mankind has already been marked by the cross of the Savior, or the sign of the horn. Yes, my sister, man has created a monster upon earth, and the Eternal Father will seek to remove it. As in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, the Eternal Father was most merciful until his mercy could no longer be contained. So will it be for those who partake of the abominable acts of what you call upon earth homosexuality. It is an abomination in the eyes of the Eternal Father. Parents must guard their children, even from their teachers. Many are now direct agents of hell, though they walk in human bodies. Protect your children with their sacramentals. Teach them. My children, I ask you, please, I call you my children because I have looked down upon earth for many years, and I feel that I have a firm attachment to the souls upon earth. Please, I ask you, mothers, monitor your children's lives. Do not be an escapist running from home and finding pleasures of the world. Bring a prayer life back to your children before it is too late. You will be held accountable for the fall of the souls of the children. Therefore, I ask parents throughout the world, with love and good leadership in the household, your children will not fall as prey to Satan. Now, Teresa is backing up. I can see now her habit more fully. It was blowing behind the tree before. But she's smiling. She's still smiling. Now she's taking her hand, and she's pointing over to the right side of the sky. Our Lady is standing there, and she's reaching out now. I could feel her fingers. It was so soft, so beautiful. But there's an electricity I can't explain. It just comes from her fingers and radiates right down your arm. It's so beautiful. Now our lady is smiling, and she's pointing upward. And I hadn't noticed the Teresa on the side of Jesus. I didn't notice he was standing over there between Our Lady and Jesus, between Our Lady and Teresa. And he's whispering something, but I can't hear. I guess I'm not supposed to hear him. He's saying something to Our Lady, and now he's turned to Teresa. Oh, I see. I think he's telling them to move farther back into the sky. No, Jesus is touching this. We are not leaving, my children. We have made our home upon these grounds. Therefore, all who come here to be solaced, I will be here. My mother and I shall stay here even unto the conflagration. Now, my child, you will sit back and continue with the photographs. Three will be taken. The first will remain silent, and the others you may look into.